definitely that they are not terrorists.
To his sister, Monchaniqua Bates, 22-year-old Hassan Edmonds, and his cousin, 29-year-old Jonas Edmonds, were quiet introverts.
They stick to themselves, they're funny. As we would say, they're kind of weird.
But a Department of Justice investigation claims the pair wanted to support the Islamic State militant group and plotted to attack a military base in northern Illinois.
It's shocking that somebody that is within our own ranks would allegedly plan such deeds.
Illinois National Guard Public Affairs Director Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton says Hassan Edmonds was a soldier assigned to Gulf Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion. The unit is stationed at the Illinois National Guard Armory in Joliet, Illinois.
The 634th is a logistics unit, so they're in the business of transporting and supplying and enabling combat forces.
Hassan Edmonds most recently trained with the unit several weeks ago. The Department of Justice says Hassan planned to provide his cousin with a military uniform that would help him gain access to a military installation where Jonas would carry out an armed attack. Layton says federal officials alerted the National Guard several weeks ago, but waited to act while undercover officers continued their investigation.
We took very discreet but concrete steps to ensure that our soldiers and their families were protected.
Both Hassan and Jonas Edmonds made an initial appearance in federal court in Chicago, where Layton says Hassan's case will proceed despite his enlistment in the National Guard.
Because he's a traditional Guard soldier, he is not subject to UCMJ. He would not be unless he was on active duty. He was not, so this will be tried in the federal court system, and we'll take permanent action based on the result of that trial.
I honestly do not feel as if my brother is in the U.S. military, but yet leaving the country to join ISIS. That's ludicrous.
As the suburban Chicago neighborhood where Hassan lived tries to make sense of the news, his sister denies the charges against her brother and cousin.
And I feel as if this is some form of prejudice, just because they choose to worship as Muslims does not make them terrorists to the United States.
Both men are charged with conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. If convicted, they could face up to 15 years in prison. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Joliet, Illinois.